Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. It's the start of another week and we've got some big news updates around Tonali, around Anderson, around a very exciting left winger that I would be all over. It's not Diamande and I would really like United to move on this player. We'll talk about that in a moment. But of course, last night's show, we were talking about a video that Fabrizio Romano had put out. And in that video, he was more talking about managers, Carrick, the Spurs situation. And he said he was going to do another video in a few hours, basically detailing what the situation is with Man United's midfield at the moment. Well, that video did land late last night, about 10 hours ago. And I was not staying up until midnight. I've got Fargo to watch on Amazon Prime. And that's a priority. So I've listened to it this morning. And effectively, we have that update around Tonali, around Anderson. And look, to be honest, if you don't want to listen to the detail, the basic premise is that Man United will go all out for Elliot Anderson and Tonali this summer. So you can leave the video now if you don't want the detail behind it. But there's a lot more. Look, effectively, we're going to go all out for those players. Now, there was a lot more in it than that. And I think there are some key points I would want to talk about. What I would say is, my stance, having listened to it, is that I don't think it means we get either, and I don't think it means we don't get both. In the sense that they are both very difficult deals to do. Now, there are positive things, like Elliot Anderson's agency is the same agency that manages Maynou, who's about to sign a new contract at Man United, so we are working with them, but we'll go through that list in a minute. And there are positive things that Tonali would be open to moving to Manchester United, which obviously helps us with that. But there is also reference to if this was happening in July, then you'd think that maybe Man City get Elliot Anderson and Tonali goes to Manchester United. But this is happening now. And I think it's going to be very interesting how it plays out. So first and foremost, Fabrizio Romano has confirmed that Sandro Tonali would be open to a move to Manchester United and that he is high on the club's list. Now, look, some people might say that's not really much of an update and there's a lot more to it, which we'll delve into. But I do think that that is interesting. He mentioned the Italian angle. Juventus are interested, but financially they just can't do a deal when Manchester United and Man City are in town. And basically, that's a little bit like, and look, we all know people like this. I nearly said women, but men can be like this as well. We all know people who, you know, that maybe somebody, it's a bit like the Titanic, isn't it? You know, on the Titanic when Rose, you know, she's up in first class, she's going to marry the millionaire. And then she goes, you know, she thinks about jumping off a boat, privileged, and she gets saved by the poor American, Leonardo DiCaprio. She goes and, you know, she goes down dirty a little bit. You know, she has a bit of rough. She goes and has a bit of a dance and a Guinness and, you know, all that. And but ultimately, when they got off that boat, was she really going to go off with Jack, who had no money, or was she going to go back to the high life? I think we all know where she was going to go. And I think with Tonali, it's a little bit like that. I think he'd like to go to Juventus. You know, he likes the idea of going to Juventus, and Juventus love the idea of having Tonali. But ultimately, the rich clubs, Man United and Man City, can just go, this is where the money is, and Newcastle want it to go there. So I don't think it's going to make any difference that there are Italian clubs interested, because that ideal return to Italy, which Tonali probably wants, they can't fund it. So I'm not too concerned about that. The big thing for me is that Tonali would be open to a move to Manchester United and that he's high on our club's list. Now, it goes on to say, This is from Fabrizio Romano, that Man United have placed Sandro Tonali high on their shortlist ahead of the June window, with the player understood to be open to a move. Elliot Anderson is another name under consideration, though Man City remain in pole position with strong interest. City and Arsenal are also both keeping a close eye on Tonali's situation. So there is more to go through in relation to what Romano said, but he's basically confirming that Man United do have Tonali high up on their list and the player is understood to be open to a move to Manchester United. So that reads really, really well. Anderson also under consideration, Man City favourites, but City and Arsenal also both keeping a close eye on Tonali's situation. And I think that's the stance to have, basically, isn't it? At the very start of this show, is that you know, nothing is guaranteed when you go for big players. Then you know, outcomes can be uncertain. Arsenal certainly were linked to Tonali in January, and Elliot Anderson has been linked to Manchester City for a long, long time. So you could end up in a situation where Tonali goes to Arsenal and Anderson goes to Man City, and then we're in trouble. So my concern is, and it's only a concern, it's not like, you know, we could all sit here on a Monday morning and say that's exactly what's going to happen and we'll sign Belaba, and maybe it will. But that's the challenge for Manchester United, and there's a lot of these challenges. And I think these are the debate points and these are the pressure points. You know, I think if you're Manchester City, do Man City fans have anything like the United stand? Do Man City fans have any journalists at the volume that we've got? Do they have a Laurie Whitwell? Do they have a Mike Keegan? Do they have a Chris Wheeler? Do they have a Samuel Lucas? Do they have all these journalists that live off Man United daily? You know, do they? I don't think they do, because I think Man City fans sit there and go, we'll trust the club. We'll trust the club. We'll trust the club. And they're probably right to do that, because the club do generally go and get best-in-class players. I mean, what do you talk about as a City fan? Like, you've had an amazing 15 years, you've had amazing managers and amazing signings, and you know your owners desperately want to win as much as you do. So there's not a lot to talk about, really, is there? But with Manchester United and Arsenal and Liverpool over the years, it's not always been like that. So there's a lot of debate point. And I think the debate point with Man United fans at the moment is, we can't just sit back and enjoy the international break. You know, I'm popping down Tesco's to see what Easter eggs I want. I'm going to spend a couple of hours because I don't need to talk about football. And you'll catch me down the aisle in Tesco's just looking at, you know, notepad and paper, thinking about bloody Easter eggs. No, I'm thinking about Man United, because the manager has got to be best in class and the midfielders have got to be best in class. And we know we might go for an inexperienced coach and inexperienced midfielders and be back in a year's time where Spurs and Newcastle are now screwed. So when you go back to the Tonali Anderson story, they are both clearly on United's radar. But if we miss on both, where are we going? And it's the same with the manager. So I think that United have got to get these right and they've got to be working on them now. So I think it's very significant when Fabrizio's update is that United have Tonali and Anderson very high on their list, and that Tonali is open to moving to Manchester United. And I would say Elliot Anderson is open to joining Manchester United as well. It doesn't mean we're ahead of Manchester City, but at the end of the day, do you want to play for Nottingham Forest next season, or do you want to play for Man United in the Champions League? So he will come to Man United if it's the best offer on the table. So look, that's where we're at with these situations. And I'm quite comfortable with that, because I think that if you consider it like this, if we're the best offer on the table, let's say Man City pull out of the Elliot Anderson deal, we're the best offer on the table, Elliot Anderson will come to Man United. Let's say nobody goes for Tonali apart from us, we will get Tonali. So the way I look at that is a positive, because if we don't get them, it's because we're not the best offer on the table. And that really is going to come down to what the board are all about. There is a question in the chat here that I'm just trying to answer. It might take a moment for it just to load up, but not that significant. So basically, somebody just asked it very, very quickly. You said Mainoo is with the same agency that Elliot Anderson is with. Are there any Man City players there? It's a great question. So basically, it's been noted that we want Elliot Anderson, and his agency, Stella, are the same ones that have Mainoo. Now, Mainoo's working on a new contract at Manchester United at the moment. Now, at the moment, it's working well with Mainoo, but for the last 12 months, it's not worked well with that agency. So just because Mainoo plays for Man United and he's under the same agency as Elliot Anderson, doesn't mean that we've got an open goal to getting Elliot Anderson, because we've not actually treated Mainoo that well over the last 18 months. I mean, it's incredible that he's still on a same contract of 50 grand a week when 2 years ago he was playing in the Euros final. So we've not, you know, that agency might not look at Man United and go, they're that good. They might not. But then again, we might be having good relationships at the moment. The only issue with it is, if you look at the clients that are at Stella at the moment, arguably their best client is Fermín López at Barcelona. They've also got Gibbs White. They've got Mamouche, Man City. They've got Elliot Anderson. They've got Barrios at Atletico Madrid, who might be another one that we're looking at, by the way. They've got Konate at Liverpool. They've got Camavinga at Real Madrid. They've got Mainoo. They've got Konsa at Villa. They've got Elneny at Man City. They've got Delap at Chelsea. So yeah, look, they've got Mainoo, but they've also got Mamouche and Elneny, who are at Man City. So I don't necessarily think that because Elliot Anderson's agent is the same one as Kobbie Mainoo, you could also say, well, they've also got Elneny and Mamouche as well. So I don't think that necessarily. Look, you know agents, I know agents. I don't think Man United are going to get Elliot Anderson because Mainoo's at the same agency. I think Man United will get Elliot Anderson because they offer him the same wages. And also, agents get paid by the clubs as well. So whoever's going to, you know, pay those agents more money is probably going to get the agency more at the end of the day. Let me just carry on with what Fabrizio had to say as well, because there's a couple of other bits in here as well. So Tonali would be open to a move to Manchester United. He's high on the list. Elliot Anderson is another name under consideration. But this was the update. Around... God, I don't want to read that. That's absolute nonsense. Don't want to read about Belabor. So he goes on to say this. Expect a major midfield battle between United and Manchester City this summer. United strongly interested in Tonali and also Anderson. City pushing hard for Anderson. He's their top target, but are also closely monitoring Tonali. Both clubs are tracking similar midfield targets. While it previously looked like a split, United Tonali and City Anderson, things are still at very early stages, and there could be competition there. Also, Man City and Arsenal have been mentioned, of course. So, look, I think that the fact that Fabrizio is saying expect a big midfield battle in Manchester this summer for Tonali and Anderson. I mean, God, I did a video on That's Football at the weekend talking about, you know, 60-point deductions for Manchester City. I think there are actually some United fans thinking that that's going to happen in the next few weeks. Even if it did, Man City will appeal it. So they've just bought Gehi and Semenyu. They are ridiculously wealthy. They are not impacted by FFP because they're always in the latter stages of the Champions League and they're always in the latter stages of a title race. So they've got loads of money. They can easily buy Tonali and Anderson this summer. Absolutely easily do it. And I think it makes for a very, very interesting summer transfer window. And I think, look, what I would say is you can be, and I'll tell you where I am, you can be really positive this morning and say, look, Romano is one of the best journalists when it comes to transfer news. I mean, we've not heard from Ornstein on this for a while, which I think we will do at some point. And he is saying that Man United are going to go for Elliot Anderson, basically go all out for Elliot Anderson and Tonali. And, you know, that's exciting. Monday morning, mid-international break. You want United to be doing stuff in this March international break. And Fabrizio Romano is saying that Man United are going to go all out for Tonali and Elliot Anderson. And that's exciting. And you start to think, well, as long as we get one of them and then a decent second midfielder, that's not too bad. If we get both of them, it's dreamland. The flip side of that coin is you might get neither. They might both end up in a Man City shirt. Now, I don't follow Man City enough to know whether they need Anderson and Tonali. I know this talk of Rodri being past it. I know this talk of Bernardo Silva going, in which case they could go for both. And if they get both of them, and we're looking at Man City next summer with Tonali and Anderson, I think we're looking at it and going, we really are second best in Manchester. You know, we wanted Semenyu, he's gone there. We wanted Tonali, he's gone there. We wanted Anderson, he's gone there. And that's a bad look for the Ineos Manchester United, isn't it? Do I think we will get one? What do I think about it? Look, I'm happy in the sense that sometimes in previous years, we'd already have ruled ourselves out of an Anderson and Tonali deal. At least we're actually talking about them at the moment. I have this strange feeling, based not on being told anything, but I have this strange feeling we're more likely to get Anderson than Tonali.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I just have a strange feeling that Anderson is more likely than Tonali. I don't think United want to pay £90 million for anybody. And I certainly don't think we want to pay £90 million for a 26-year-old who is going to be very difficult to negotiate with Newcastle, could take all summer, especially if Italy goes to the World Cup. I don't think it's... I don't feel like Tonali is easy. And I've said that a few times. I'm quite suspicious about Tonali in the sense that United's interest just doesn't feel as genuine as I think it is for Anderson. But I'm trying to figure out why I think that, because he is perfect as a player. With Casemiro going, you want a bit of experience. 26 is perfect. Premier League proven, Champions League proven. One of the better midfielders in world football at the moment who is available. So he ticks absolutely every box. But I think, does he tick United's box? He ticks my boxes and he probably ticks your boxes as well, in the sense that we're looking at it from a football point of view. But as we know with Manchester United, they don't look at everything from a football point of view. And I look at Man United and I go, £90 million, no resale value. They might look at the previous gambling issues as well. I just don't know that Man United want those sort of things. Whereas I think Elliot Anderson, who will probably be more like £70 million and is 22 and is homegrown, I think they will prefer that type of a deal. So I don't know. I don't know which way it's going to end up. But it can't end up with neither. I'm quite firm on that. We can't end up with neither, because here we are in what is effectively a mini start to the transfer window. I think there are so many clubs having so many conversations because of the World Cup, and they know that this summer, I don't think there's many clubs this summer that are sat there going, well, we don't really need anything. And there's a lot of clubs wanting to do a lot of business this summer. And they're aware of the World Cup, and they're aware that's going to have a massive impact. So there's a lot of clubs out there at the moment talking to players and agents. Maybe not clubs. I don't think we're negotiating with Newcastle. I don't think we're negotiating with Forest, but I think we are talking to agents, which is the right thing to do. And I think if we come out of this period and we don't get Anderson or Tonali, then I think we're in big trouble. Finishing third gets us £352 million, including Champions League revenue. Big clubs get Anderson and Tonali. There are no excuses to not get both. Acid, that sounds absolutely incredible to me. I've got no idea whether that is fake news or real news. Finishing third gets you £352 million sounds mad to me. I don't know whether there's any truth in that at all. And finishing fourth would therefore get you £330 million. Because it's a 20 million step, isn't it? Every position you place. So I don't know whether there's any truth in that. Morning, Mark. Aside from midfield, which do you think United should sign and prioritise? Fullbacks or a winger? Fullbacks. fullbacks are very close to midfielders to me, Prophet. Thanks for being a member. Would the issues with City charges come into place as chilling with Robert? No. Even if they got found guilty tomorrow, they'd appeal it the day after. We really need to start pushing for fullbacks, says Pete Phillips. And Roberto Mania, I do agree with that, Pete. Robotic Maniac says, is City going to get a 60-point deduction because of all their charges? I think we just covered that. But I don't think... Very quick court update, because obviously Man City are looking at Anderson. So this is how it impacts with us. If the Premier League wake up tomorrow morning and say, you're guilty... No, well, it won't be the Premier League. If the court that's doing the case for, between the Premier League and Man City wake up tomorrow morning and say, the decision is Man City are guilty, and then the Premier League go 60-point deduction effective from today, and then Man City get relegated at the end of the season, Elliot Anderson comes to Manchester United. But in the court of law, if the Premier League say 60-point deduction tomorrow... Man City go with a lot of money very, very quickly and appeal. And then, as I understand it, Man City do not get relegated because they're appealing it. And people would say, well, the Premier League should still relegate them. But you imagine this, Man City appeal it. They've been relegated to the Championship while the appeal's going on. They win the appeal. Therefore, the relegation was unlawful. And the Premier League gets sued for hundreds of millions of pounds that Man City lost in Champions League revenue and being relegated. Because obviously, if they get relegated, they won't be in the top four, so they won't be in the Champions League. So what people need to realise about the Man City court case is it's not going to stop them signing Elliot Anderson this summer. Because even if they get found guilty, they appeal. It has to go back to court. It could take years. And they can't be relegated until they accept the decision. And if they appeal, they're not accepting the decision. So there is no immediate relegation coming for Man City. Would Pep staying next season be a factor for Anderson and Tonali choosing City ahead of us, says Exo? It's a very good question, pal. But would Man United getting Enrique be a big decision in getting Elliot Anderson and Tonali? Would Man United going for Carrick impact Anderson and Tonali? So the same thing works, doesn't it? If United went and got Luis Enrique, I think you'd get every bloody midfielder you wanted. If Man United go for an inexperienced coach, you might not. So it works both ways. And also, who would you rather sign for? Man United with Michael Carrick or Manchester City with Maresca? I mean, I'd still look at Man City and say, your career might be better than that, because what if it goes like it did with Ollie for Carrick, or worse? Hi, Mark and United stand. Hope you're well. Positive updates from Romano. Hopefully we get Tonali, and in a dream world, Anderson too, but at least one. We need to do everything for both and try for both. Baller League day, let's go, says Daniel. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm feeling a bit rough today, Daniel. Brand says, I'll see you at Baller League tonight, Mark. I'm going. That's absolutely fantastic. Just in relation to Baller League, I wasn't going to talk about it, but the Gold Devils are back for game week 3 tonight. I think we're game 5, so we're on at about 9:30, I think, tonight. It will be live on the Mark Goldbridge channel with the IRL camera, which is the one that follows me when we're playing, but it's also live on Sky. It's live on the Baller League channel, so get involved with Baller League. That's live tonight, live football on the international break. Patrick Lynch says, how would you feel if we get both Tonali and Anderson but no other midfielders? It seems like dream talk, but I feel to get both means you don't get any supplementary midfielders. Does it leave us short? Again, I mean, I think this is a great point. If we get Elliot Anderson and we get Tonali, I think suddenly this Man United board are being spoken about in a very positive way. By me as well. Like, I would say that is very impressive. That is best in class. That is incredible. But you do also make a great point that the midfield next season would be Tonali, Anderson and Mainoo playing in the Premier League and in the Champions League. And three midfielders actually isn't enough. You actually do need more than that. So I agree. It would be an incredible signing of two players. But also, you probably do need more than that. So... But I think the feeling is that United probably won't buy more than three. But I guess we'll have to just wait and see. Sorry, buy more than two. I mean, even Fabrizio in his update, I've left it out because it's a bit depressing. Fabrizio said Man United will go for one midfielder, maybe two. And I thought, what do you mean maybe two? It should be two or three, not maybe one or two. Andy Hale says, I'm sure that I read that the decision can be appealed by either party. Yes, it can. Yeah, of course it can, 100%. If Man City get found not guilty, then the Premier League could appeal it as well. Inu has gifted 20 memberships this morning. What a legend. Loans if you're getting a membership there. Thank you very much to Inu, who's gifted 20. Legend on a Monday morning. Nick P says, a month ago after a game, Pep ran over to Tonali on the field and had about a minute in his ear chatting. After that, I made a prediction. Yeah, I mean, I think Tonali in a Man City midfield would work as a replacement for Rodri. He'd be perfect. Absolutely perfect. And the thing is, like, we dare to dream. As Man United fans, we dare to dream. It doesn't matter whether Sir Alex is in charge or Amrim's in charge. It doesn't matter who the owners are. You'll never stop a Man United fan daring to dream, because that's what the club's all about. The problem is, when you dare to dream, you sometimes ignore reality, don't you? Your dreams sometimes are fantasy, and you dare to dream. In reality, Tonali and Anderson at Man City next season, and Man United signing Belaba and Gomez, you sort of go, well, that could happen. You dare to dream that it's Luis Enrique, Anderson and Tonali. In reality, it could be Carrick, Belaba and Gomez. And that doesn't mean we wouldn't do okay, but it's not the best in class that I think we need. So I think that, yeah, I mean, look, so many people have said it. We're not really inventing the wheel. This could be an incredible summer transfer window. It could be a really depressing summer transfer window. And I suppose ultimately, when you look at the past of Manchester United, I'm trying to get my word out there. Didn't want to look back. When you look at the past of Manchester United, every bloody managerial appointment bar Mourinho, and every summer transfer window bar one or two, ultimately, they've ended up disappointing. Even last summer, when we bought good players like Lemons and Cunha and Mbeumo and Sesko, we didn't get anybody in the midfield. And United are quite like that. Even they can do good, but then ruin it by doing something bad. And I think last summer, I gave them a 5 out of 10 transfer window. I think most people give it a 5 or 6. Because whilst we made good signings, we didn't solve key problems. And when do Man United ever have a summer transfer window where we get it right? And I feel that if they don't get it right, I mean, look, I'm sure we'll do some good. But if we don't get it right, then we will be Newcastle next year, where we're not back in the Champions League and we're sat here going, oh my God, it's another year out of Europe. That's accurate. It's on the UEFA and Premier League website. It says Acid 23335. Thank you, pal. I don't know in context of what, but you might be talking about the Man City appeal. Mason Mount, where does his future lie, says captain? Well, his future lies lying on a treatment table, I think, because, I mean, I was down at a pub quiz a couple of weeks ago, and basically one of the questions was really hard, because it was like, how many separate injuries has Mason Mount had this season? And nobody got it right. If somebody in the chat knows how many times Mason Mount has been injured this season, I've got a feeling it's north of 6. It's definitely above 5. So look, and that's this season. He's been here for 3. I think he's been here for 3 years, hasn't he, Mason Mount? Somebody said to me, in his whole Man United career, he's definitely had in excess of 12 injuries. 12 separate injuries, 12 separate layoffs. I mean, what's the future of a player that's getting older and has multiple injuries? I don't think there is one, captain. Inu says, United will end up with Belaba and Goretzka on a free after missing out on these distraction potential signings. Yeah. Well, hopefully they're not distraction, Inu. Nick P says, if we're looking at players now, doesn't that confirm Carrick? There's no new manager with their own transfer ideas and style of play. I don't think it does. I think this is a great point. I don't think it does, Nick. I read something today, and I don't know who'd said it, and it was very, very, very good. And it basically was saying, why are Man United, why do Man, it was basically, Why do Man United have a midfield shortlist of Tonali, Anderson, Wharton, and whoever else, and yet they don't have a manager saying what their preference is? And it's a good point, but that's what Man United are now, and I don't like it. We are a club that has a head coach and not a manager. So if you take the Man United job, you take what you are given. You don't decide what you're getting. That's not how it works. Now, some people think we're going to get Carrick because we're talking to midfielders now. I don't think it does mean that. I really don't. I think it means that if Carrick does get the job, you'll get what you're given. And if Nagelsmann or Enrique get the job, you'll get what you're given because we're doing what we think is right. And that was why Amrim's not here anymore, because Wilcox basically told Amrim what was going to happen. And Amrim was like, that's not what we agreed when I took the job, and I don't want that to happen. And they had a big fallout. So the way we're run now is like Chelsea. We have a head coach who gets what they're given. I don't agree with that unless you've got an elite recruitment team, which I don't think we've got. So us picking our midfielders in March without knowing who the manager is, that's quite usual, normal for what Man United is now, because the manager doesn't choose. With us selling Garnacho and Rashford, how are we looking for the homegrown quota for European completion next season, says Not Prepared? Well, Mason Mount's homegrown. He's been mentioned. Luke Shaw is homegrown. He's been mentioned. Harry Maguire is staying. He's homegrown. Might be another reason to keep him. You've got a lot of players like Yoro and Heaven who are under 21 and will be classed as homegrown. You've got Maynou homegrown. Casemiro will leave. Obviously, if Elliot Anderson comes in, he'd be homegrown. So, yeah, I don't think we're terrible for homegrown, really. But I wouldn't be surprised if we have to sign at least one player who is homegrown, I suppose.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Emily Derry's in the house. Hope you're doing well, Emily. She said, we need an 8 or 9 out of 10 transfer window this summer, now more than ever. For me, that includes 2 top-class midfielders, 1 younger midfielder, a left winger and a fullback. That's just on an incomings, says Emily. That reminds me, I want to talk about this left winger now. And GGMU says, biggest threat to PSG and Man City is this war. A few more years of this war, they will struggle to get funds. Qatar will go through tough times, says GGMU. And Emu says, Cunha and Sesko currently don't have a place in the team. How long will Cunha / Mbeumo be played out of position? Carrick doesn't have the balls to make hard decisions. Right wing is an issue too. Well, I think right wing's an issue if you don't put Mbeumo there, because Mbeumo was one of the best right wingers in the Premier League this time last year. And there was talk of Mbeumo going to Liverpool as a Salah replacement. So we have one of the best right wingers in the league last season not playing on the right wing. We have one of the best attacking midfielders in the league last year playing on our left wing. Our striker is on the bench. So yeah, we do have players who are not in their best position at the moment. But I do want to see Mbeumo out on the right wing, given a run on the right wing. Trapjaw says, Tonali clearly misses Italy, in which case I'd question if he would be fully committed or just a homesick mercenary. I don't think we'll go for Tonali. I think I'm in a minority of one here. I do not think we're going to go for Tonali, and I've not been told it. Everybody is talking about it. Romano, everyone's talking about Tonali to Man United, and he's a brilliant player, but I don't think we'll go for Tonali. I think he's going to be way above what we want to pay. I think his wages will be above what we want to pay. And I think they'll be nervous about the gambling stuff. I do not think Man United will go for Tonali. As much as I think we should, I don't think we will. And as much as I don't like saying this because it's such an easy word to say, I have a big feeling this is spin by United. I have a feeling that this is, we're worried about Anderson going to Man City, and we know we need to do something. We know we need to fill the void with noise, and Tonali is an easy player to fill the void with because he's massively expensive, and if we don't get him, is anybody really going to kick up a fuss? So I just feel like, obviously, there's credibility around the reports. You know, Tonali's open to a move to Man United. He's high on the list for Manchester United. But, you know, listen, even when you look at Romano's updates, does it really cause us any problems? Does it really cause Romano any problems if Tonali doesn't come to Man United? You know, I know he said there was going to be a big update when we were talking on the show last night, but I did say then, I don't think the update's going to be advanced talks with Tonali deal close. I think it's going to be, you know, Tonali's open to a move to Man United and United have him high on their list, which is exactly what the update was. If Tonali doesn't sign for Man United, you can't go back on Romano's videos or tweets and say, rumbled, he's finally got something wrong. There's nothing in what he said that's going to cause a problem if we don't get him. Tonali's open to moving to Man United and he's high on Man United's list. Doesn't mean we'll sign him. But does it help both player and club to be associated with each other? Yes. If Tonali wants to leave Newcastle this summer, being associated with Man United in March enhances his profile. And if Man United are in, you know, a link to signing Tonali, it gives them a load of positive PR. If the truth is that we're signing Baleba, and Romano does a story this morning saying deal close for Baleba, concrete talks, what does that do for Man United's board and reputation in March? Bad. But that might be the truth. Tonali might just be a smokescreen of positivity whilst we work on Baleba. And if United put it out there through Romano that we're close to getting Baleba, there'd be uproar. So maybe it is just a story of convenience that helps Tonali, helps Newcastle, helps Man United that's never going to happen. And the truth is something United don't want out there at the moment. I've said for a long time, I'm 90% sure that we will sign Baleba. But I think United aren't stupid. And at this moment in time, they know if they put it out there about Baleba, it's not going to go down very well, is it? Even if Man City would appeal, a guilty verdict would mean lots of bad publicity and likely turn the heads of any player thinking about signing for them, says Goldfridge. Yeah, fair point. Fair point. Yeah, fair point. Andy Hale says, I'm sure I read that the decision can't be appealed by either party. I mean, mate, that would go again. I mean, look, that this specific law that's being used is not criminal, is it? So I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure the basis of law in the UK is that if you are found guilty of something, you have a right to appeal. So I would expect that there is. Daylight saving time. Oh, sorry, I know I have to say this for a few shows. So in the UK, it is 10:45 in the morning. Obviously, on Saturday, it was 9:45 in the morning. So for some of you, we might be an hour early than we normally are because our clocks went forward in the UK over Saturday night into Sunday morning. So it is a 10 o'clock show for us in the UK. But let us know where you are because your clocks might not have gone forward here, wherever you are yet. Since when can we only sign teenagers, says Columbus? Why can't we sign proven players even if they were 30s? Lewandowski joined Barcelona at 34 and he's cooking, and Kane joined Bayern at 30. Oh, well, I've got a couple of updates here I want to talk about, actually. I saw something on Sunday Supplement on Sky yesterday, and I never watched Sunday Supplement. It used to be a brilliant show, but I never watch it anymore. And I watched it yesterday for some reason. And they were basically talking about Cole Palmer. And they were saying that Cole Palmer may well be running out of patience with Chelsea. Apparently he's a Man United fan and he would like to move to Manchester. So a move to Manchester United makes a lot of sense. But the issue that Cole Palmer will have is that Chelsea will want £100 to £150 million. And there's not really a club in football that can buy him. Real Madrid won't do it. Bayern Munich can't afford it. PSG don't really need to do it. Man United probably can't afford that. And Man City and Arsenal don't need to do it. So, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. It got me thinking about Bruno. Because Bruno is an incredible player and he is available for about £55 million this summer to anybody, whether it be Bayern Munich, Saudi. He has a release clause, right? Outside of the Premier League. And he's not going to go to another Premier League club. But it got me thinking, Bayern Munich don't need a number 10 because they've got Musiala, Lennart Kahn, Gnabry. So Bayern Munich don't need a number 10. PSG don't really use a number 10. And Real Madrid and Barcelona, again, don't really need a Bruno Fernandes. So it got me thinking, Bruno really can only go to Saudi. And I don't think he'll choose Saudi over a year in the Champions League with Man United. So it got me thinking, I really, as much as I think Bruno would improve Bayern Munich, he would improve Real Madrid, he would improve PSG, I don't think any of those will go for Bruno. So I suppose that goes in our favour. Wharton Anderson, great balance between them, says Hayden. I wouldn't rule out Wharton as well. I think he's an option. But the thing about all these midfielders is we might be in competition with Arsenal and Man City for Tonali and Man City for Anderson. But when you start going for Wharton, you might be in competition with Liverpool. Liverpool probably need a midfielder this summer as well. So every midfielder we go for, apart from Belaba, there probably will be some competition for. Who is ideal assistant if Carrick is the manager, says Runa. I don't know, but if Carrick gets the job, he'll give it to Steve Holland, won't he? He's not gonna get rid of Steve Holland if Steve Holland's helped him get the job, is it? So it will be Steve Holland. If Carrick gets the job, it'll be Steve Holland, Jonathan Wilkie, Jonathan Woodgate and Johnny Evans. Mark, can a club force players to stay if relegated? Do you think it's a good idea, even considering Spurs players, says Rafa? I do think it's a good idea going for Spurs players if they're the right player. For example, Bergwijn, I do like. Can clubs force players to stay? I mean, suppose technically they can, but a lot of them will have release clauses. A lot of them will be, you know, not happy if they get forced to stay. So, yeah. Mazraoui says, Black looks good on you. You look yummy. Yummy. Great. Can we try to get France manager? Oh, Cavi, I don't want bloody water carrier, boring Deschamps at Manchester United. No chance. No chance. Cantona would lose his shit as well. Alan Mahar says, any update on fullbacks? The only update I had on fullbacks was what I told you on the Saturday morning show, that United aren't looking to spend big on a fullback, on a left back. So we'll have to wait and see. Thank you very much for that. Now, one thing I did want to talk to you about this morning, and look, I'm all over this. It's tentative, but I'm all over it. Basically, and I can't remember where it came in from. It wasn't the best. I think it was like transferfeed.com, which, to be honest, is probably the first time I've ever mentioned that source. But they said, Manchester United are targeting 21-year-old winger Andreas Schäderup of Benfica and are preparing a €50 million bid to sign him from Benfica. Now, obviously, it's a crap source, but I think that he is a very interesting winger, a very interesting winger. And I know we're looking at Diamande, and I know people talk about Njea, but I really like Schäderup at Benfica. Also plays for Norway. I think he's probably going to have a very good World Cup. He probably will end up going to somebody in the Premier League. And he may end up going to Liverpool or somewhere like that. But just another player to throw into the equation. I think he's a future superstar. And maybe Man United should be looking at him. Just to throw a name in there. Slazy says, talking about Tottenham, when they sign their new manager, they'll have had more managers this season than wins at home. There we go. Thank you very much, pal.
just a bit of ask, answer something here. Getting a bit of a cold.
Do not want a cold. What happens to Cunha if we keep Bruno and sign a left winger? The bottom line with Cunha is that he doesn't actually fit United's team at the moment, and neither does Mainoo. And the funny thing is that both players are universally understood in this fan base to be good signings, because they are. But where they are today, they're not actually... Well, it's uncertain what their future is at Manchester United, because they're not actually playing in their position. Cunha on the left wing isn't really getting the best out of him, and then Mbeumo up front isn't really getting the best out of him. Ideally, some people would say Ahmad gets dropped for Mbeumo and Bruno leaves and Cunha becomes the number 10. But you become a very different team with Cunha at number 10. But that's why, that's the reason we bought them, is because we played a 3-4-3 with two number 10s, and you could always get Cunha and Mbeumo lots of minutes in a position that they're comfortable in. In a 4-3-3, it helps people like Mainoo because there's an extra midfielder, but it doesn't help people like Cunha and Mbeumo because there's one less number 10. So we spent £130 million on two players that we're putting out of position at the moment. Apparently we've got a YouTube glitch at the moment. I think it's saying that we've got 488 current viewers. We haven't. We've got not 8,500 concurrent viewers at the moment, and it's been steadily above 7,500 for the entirety of the show. So thanks everyone who's tuning in. Please do smash a like on the video. But yeah, YouTube is playing up a little bit today. Definitely. I'm just going to drop the link to my channel, because not a lot of people will know about my channel. And I'm going to pin it in the chat. So if you go to... if you go to the pinned chat, that's the link to my YouTube channel. That's where I stream the Baller League stuff. So just subscribe to that channel and you'll get a notification when it comes out. Samson's gifted a membership. Thank you very much. Bear says, sorry, are you in a rush? Don't know what that means. There we go. But yeah, tonight, Gold Devils, week 3, Baller League, Copper Box. We will be live on Sky. We will be live on my channel, and it will be live on their YouTube as well. There we go. Goldbridge fell off. Only 400 watching. You should do a screenshot of that and say Goldbridge fell off. Because that'll make some people's day. It's massively playing up today. I don't know why, but the back system says 8,400. I can tell it's busy because the live chat's whizzing through. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching. We are back at 2 o'clock. Beth's on at 2 o'clock with a journalist. Mike Keegan is on at 2 o'clock. You should know who Mike Keegan is. Very good around the sale of Man United and all that sort of stuff. We'll be talking to him as well about some transfer stuff as well. So make sure you check that out at 2. And I've got a fantastic video coming up for you later as well. I think you're all going to really enjoy it. So watch out for that one as well. Have a great day, everyone. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you on the next one.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.